You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Yesterday, members of Louisiana's Senate passed what many have called a pretend budget, anticipating it will become something else because of drastic cuts made to state agencies to save safety net hospitals and financially vulnerable nursing home residents. While no one fully supports the budget, Democratic Senator Eric LaFleur of Ville Platte told members on the floor yesterday that its passing underscores the real needs of the state by saying,
what our priorities are, and just how bad the problem is now.
Still, others like Senator J.P. Morrell, Democrat from New Orleans, say this budget sends the wrong message to the very people who depend on state services that are being cut.
Because though we fund them in the bill as it is structured, we unfund a tremendous amount of other things that are equally important to get there.
And there are those Senate members who feel passing HB 1 only feeds into the political play with the House. Senator Karen Carter Peterson, Democrat of New Orleans, begged members not to pass this budget.
We can't get Senate bills to move over there unless HB 1 gets sent to them. It's foolishness. And people deserve better.
However, many in the Senate believe passing a budget in this session is part of their job. The Senate also spelled out ways they'd be willing to consider raising revenue in the upcoming special session, like keeping a portion of the 1 cent in sales tax that's expiring or adjusting some tax incentive programs. Because all revenue-raising measures have to start in the House, the Senate's hands are tied when it comes to addressing the budget shortfall. Senator Norby Charbet, Republican from Houma, says this resolution allows the Senate to make their intentions clear.
That budget, whether you want to call it immoral, a pathetic, a cockamamie, a make-believe, a pretend, this resolution says that ain't the end of it. That ain't where we want to be.
Louisiana lawmakers close the regular session this Friday, and after that, they'll move into special session beginning next week. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.